The Goldie Zone, 92.5 Triple M with Bridge and Spider, 7.22. It's 8.22 on the tweet. Partly cloudy and windy here on the coast today. 26 degrees is what we're looking at. And at the moment, all schools are open, Bridge, but there's a couple of arguments either way whether they should stay that way.
Look, we're all in uncharted territory, including the government. Normally we look at the government for help, and now we're not even trusting their call. And that's what's happening at the moment. A lot of parents, understandably, are anxious, thinking, should my children be going to school? Will they get it there? Will they spread it? But if they have to stay at home, does that mean I don't go to work? Or what's the outcome of that? Or do the grandparents look after the kids, which is another concern? Now, all of these concerns we didn't have a month ago in life.
Yeah.
And now it's these incredibly big decisions we've got to make. And I just think this is where Italy went wrong. They didn't close the place down fast enough. And now there are over 20,000 cases, where it's 3 cases a few weeks ago. So how much do we look at other countries and go, well, look, this country shut everything down early. This one didn't. Look at the difference. If we're trying to contain this, it's a really tough call. So we're asking you this morning, should the government just call it off, call the schools off? How do you feel about that as parents? We've got Tamara in Currumbin. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they should stay open on a case-by-case instance. I've got kids. I think it'd be mayhem if they closed them all at once. They are looking at closing them all early, I believe, for Easter holidays. So that probably would be a good idea. But
that was going to be the call, Tamara, wasn't it? The fact that school holidays is just around the corner. And why don't they shut them now? You got 2 weeks, and then you got the 2 weeks of the school holidays. Give them their 4 to 5 weeks off now, and then business as usual just after school holidays. So that's what they're kind of throwing around at the moment.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask about the casino as well, because I was at the casino Saturday night, over 1,000 people are in. And they kept that open.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Thanks, Tamara.
All right. Hey, thanks for that. Bob, what do you think? Do the schools stay open, mate?
I reckon they should, Spider.
Yeah. Why would you send have you got kids or?
Yeah, I've got a 12-year-old. He goes to school here in the Goldie, and he's at school.
Yeah, it'd be tough for him. You think about 5, 6, I don't know how many kids. It's probably 60. What? No, it's probably 200,000 kids here on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Imagine them all staying home.
Well, our healthcare system would just about shut down. It's not so much the doctors, it's the nurses, the cleaners, the orderlies in the hospitals. One of them would have to, people would have to stay home and look after the kids.
Yeah.
No, the problem is, though, the grandparents. And then does it spread it even more with that? And the hospital system's going to be an overload if the kids, if more people are getting infected.
Kathy's in Helensvale. What's happening at your sister's school, Kathy?
They've gone and cancelled all school assemblies.
Uh-huh.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a gathering. Keep them in school. Who wants feral kids running around everywhere?
The thing is, in our day, but in our day, we would have been feral kids running around. Yeah, now, they're happy to be on Fortnite in their room.
I know.
It's just a little different.
I don't know. I live near Helensvale High, and there's 2,500 kids at that school.
Wow.
I don't want a bunch of feralettes running around.
Ferals and feralettes. Hey, we've got your sister, Bridge, Susie, to weigh on this as well.
Yes, Susie joins us now. Now, Suze, as a school teacher yourself, and you teach primary school, where do you sit on this? Do you want the schools open? Are you worried that you couldn't, be infected?
Hey, Bridge, I'm in two minds, really. Like, I'm happy to go to school at the moment and keep things rolling as normal, but I think at some point they will close them. People are saying, let's contain all the kids in schools, but we're not sleeping there. They're going home in the afternoon, and they're going to visit grandma, and they're going to the shops for afternoon tea, and so there's only so much we're really containing them, and schools are notoriously germy places anyway. I bought extra pump soap on the weekend to bring to school for my class because, often we can't, I'm in Catholic school system, and they can't guarantee sometimes they don't have soap in the toilets because someone went down in the morning and pumped the whole dispenser out onto the floor.
Yeah, that's cool. Susie, it'll be interesting to get what you, because when I went to the airport the other day, it was quite scary. You know, it wasn't scary. It was just a weird feeling.
Eerie.
It'll be interesting to see when you get to school this morning if it's the same kind of feel as students are watching each other. Everyone doesn't know what the, you know, it's just that really eerie feeling at the moment of the unknown.
I think we've just been business as usual. Maybe today might be different. I think it'll get to that point where individual staff are going to make that decision that that they're not going to come in, and then that'll affect, you know, staffing and classes. And I think that's when it'll get hard for administrators.
Well, it's changing, you know, hour by hour at the moment. Thanks for that, and we'll keep you posted if any schools start closing here on the Gold Coast.